WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 7:37. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Morning. All righty. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day this morning. What is something that has gotten worse the more popular that it has become? All right. Wasn't too bad when it started, but now it's just plain terrible. We hate it. It's awful. What's something that's gotten worse, that's gotten more popular?
I think I'm just going to get this one right out of the way. Social media.
I was going to say the same thing. When I was thinking about this topic, I was like, man, there's got to be something, you know. But most things, not too bad. But social media has just become awful.
It's almost too much. So I'm not saying it's getting worse. I mean, it's got the applications have gotten better. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about the content.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you guys posting and sharing things. Here's the thing. I kind of have a rule for myself. If it doesn't make me laugh, if it's not funny, if it's not, you know, I never really posting serious things, you know, ever. Mm-hmm. And there's just certain things like why do you share that? Like nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know, like a lot of these, like, I don't know, those cooking videos, the DIYs where, you know, in five easy steps you can make a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, yeah, it's because you have everything prepped. You're a professional, you know. I don't know. It just gets worse and worse as far as content. And there's too many people posting.
Well, see, now here's the thing. It's like, it's not the video so much that bother me. It's not like the memes or anything like that. It's not always the best stuff. What kills me is more of the what it's done to the mentality of society.
Oh, yeah. It's people just, doing it for social media.
Dude, you spend, if you spend more than 10 minutes on it, you start getting into the what people post, the just the horrible filth and hatred and ugh that comes out of people's minds through their fingers that they think is okay to type. And that's what I hate about it. Before, it was almost better when it was just people saying like, Joe's going to Starbucks. Or you know what I mean? Like, I would take that now over people posting just their hate-filled garbage speech that they love to put on there. I mean, like right now with all this pandemic stuff, I have unfriended so many. And again, you can say what you want. I'm not saying you don't have freedom of speech, but I'm just learning a lot about people from social media. Like, wow, that you're okay with putting that out there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I didn't really know your character, but now you're showing it in full force on. And of course, it's people saying stuff on the computer where they're safe and blocked. They would never say it out loud, ever.
Right.
Ever.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If you need social media too, you could tell the people that just need it.
Yeah.
You know, everything they post, you know, they're in it. They're looking, staring into the camera at you on the other side of the computer while everybody else around is doing other things.
Yeah.
It's like you just need it so badly.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me, I think.
So it's just it's gone downhill. And I don't know if it'll ever be corrected. I don't think social media will be part of our social fabric forever. I think there's going to be a big turn from it. But who knows? Who knows? Because the endorphin rush that we all get from it is pretty hard to turn away from. So it's going to have to be replaced with something. Mm-hmm. And the way technology is going, like we were talking about in our podcast yesterday, you know, it's just going to get fed more directly into our brains as technology progresses. So who knows?
Yeah.
Now that we've bummed everyone out, the world's going to hell. Anyway, we want to hear from you. We got some great answers on Facebook already. We're going to get to those in a minute. Go to our WIRX Facebook page, comment. What's something that's gotten worse as it's become more popular? We'll hear from you in just a little bit. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX.
Hey, good morning. 7:48, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your topic for the day today. What's something that has gotten worse as it's gotten more popular? Blake. Oh, by the way, you can go to our Facebook page, comment there on the topic of the day post right there. Blake said Fortnite. Said, thank God they haven't ruined Warzone yet. I have not played Fortnite. And honestly, I don't know if I would now because of my deep-seated hatred for everything Fortnite that has come out.
Yeah, we're way beyond. I mean, it's too hard. Everybody's too good.
Yeah.
No, it's just we're way too late in the game to even try to start.
Well, and it's not even so much too hard. I just feel like it's very commercial, you know, without sounding like gaming is this. I mean, go commercial all you want. Super Mario Brothers everywhere. But it just seems like they have latched on to the kids that play Fortnite and just like, I mean, you see Fortnite T-shirts, what I mean?
Which is why it's too hard. Get your ass whipped by every 10-year-old out there. We'll just take you to the cleaners, bro.
Man, you suck. Quit playing Fortnite.
All right, I'm done. I gave up video games a long time ago. I hardly play online anymore. You know why? That's because I realize where on the totem pole I am when it comes to video games.
You are the totem pole in the ground when it comes to online game.
The base. The cement at the bottom of it. You know, that's why they have campaigns for people like me that just like to casually game. And, you know, I like to win. But when you get online, never win, ever.
Ever, ever. Let's see. Mike said spandex, not everyday attire. Okay, I'm on the fence, Mike, on this one. Okay, spandex, yoga pants, whatever you want to call them.
Wait, he doesn't like it?
He says it's not everyday attire. You shouldn't wear it every day. It is very popular. You can't go anywhere without seeing some chicks in yoga pants or spandex, everything like that. It's everywhere.
And not one time, Brock, not one time I looked at it and was like, that's ridiculous. Not one time.
Well, to be fair, I have seen some people that maybe shouldn't use those as their only means of pants.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Going in that direction. Yeah, know what you can wear. Okay.
Yeah,
but as far as I love the yoga pants, man.
I do too.
Don't you?
I do too. I do. I do. And anybody can wear them. That's fine. But I don't know. I guess maybe the whole yoga pants and UGG boots look is kind of like meh. You know, it got really popular, but now you see it, and it's just like you could judge someone by that outfit. You know what I mean? Like, you're probably just a pain in the ass, aren't you? Aren't you?
When did yoga pants come out? Have they been around?
Spandex, I'm sure,
right?
I've been around for a long time, I'm sure.
Spandex was kind of the OG?
Everywhere. What's that?
So was spandex like kind of the OG, the original?
Yeah, I think it's all kind of cut from the same cloth. Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I think they even got guy yoga pants now at this point. Spandex. Got a pair on right now?
I got some.
let's see. Alex said the Plan B radio show. Joke's on you. We're not even popular, so shut up.
Nice.
You can't be bad if you're not popular. Brian said this show. So apparently, you know what? Alex said something nice yesterday, so he's probably trying to bring us down a peg or two. All right, let's take a quick break. We got some more things that have gotten worse the more popular they've become. When we come back, stick around. Alex, go sit in timeout. You meanie, we'll be back.
Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
7:59, it's Brock and Hunter.
Morning.
Your topic for today, what's something that's gotten worse the more popular that it's gotten? You know, sometimes I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, it's only good if it's low-key, you know, because that's what hipsters are. Hipsters are the ones that are like, yeah, I was doing this before everyone else was, and it was better back then, blah, blah, blah. But there are some things that, you like that hipster impersonation? Blah, blah, blah. There are some things that have gotten worse the more popular they've become. Let's see. Gathright said coronavirus. Come on now.
I
Hey. Just, damn it, Gathright. Come on now. Nicholas said TikTok challenges. Now, what's your take on that, Hunter? Was there ever a good TikTok challenge?
No. No, it was never good from the beginning. It was just it was bad from the beginning. I knew it was going. And now, anything TikTok related, I just scroll by.
The good news is, Hunter, is that TikTok will probably go the way of Vine and all the other ones. You remember before, people doing it for the Vine and all that crap? Mm-hmm. Well, that's gone now. Vine's not even a thing anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right? So, we got that to look forward to. So that's
I feel like TikTok, though, is just, I think it's a little bit more popular than when Vine was at its prime, right?
I mean, it's all terrible. I mean, that's comparing turds to puke piles, turds. I guess, basically. Turds to bigger turds. Yeah. I'm sure at one point it wasn't that bad, but who knows?
It's a social media thing. Post something about something local, something about, you know, what's happening in your life. Just to get people just sharing stuff all the time. I'm like, I want to see stuff about you, you know? Make it interesting.
Yeah. I guess. Lobster's on TikTok. You should check it out, Hunter. You'd love that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll scroll
right by it.
I'll give Sandra and Alex, or Travis there. Sandra said the Green Bay Packers. And then Travis said Aaron Rodgers. I'll just read them so you can hear it on air. But I disagree wholeheartedly. What's gotten worse? The more popular it's become, this post. This post did right here. This topic of the day.
I mean, the Green Bay Packer organization thinks so, too. They're getting other QBs.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up. You know what? Shouldn't even read it. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming back. Shut up, Hunter.
Rock 107.